The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and Rona and everything else. And we've got a brand new week to get going on. So let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Hope everybody had an enjoyable weekend, even though the weekend really isn't any different than the rest of the week these days. But, you know, we'll get another week going here and hopefully have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Pretty much more stuff, obviously.
Yeah. Very few sports, but hey.
I'm still having a really hard time just adjusting to time. Like today, I get up, I do a couple hours of show prep, I take the dog out to the field, we do our meeting, I go for a run, I'm out for about an hour, I come back, it's still not 11:30. It's like, geez.
You wake up too early. That's your own fault.
Well, yeah, that is a problem. I mean, I always get up around 6, and the last few days it's been 4 just because I don't even know what time it is half the time. So, but other than that, everything's rolling right along. Just, you know, getting some work done and focusing on what we can do next. So, all good.
Yeah, it was nice to have a weekend where – I mean, like you said, it's not a whole lot different, but you don't have to worry about doing a show for 3 hours at the end of the day, and you don't have to worry about, you know, being anywhere at a certain time. And obviously, I've got still children at the house, so we had some Easter stuff going yesterday. And, yeah, overall, nice to recharge the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, well, of course, we play poker for about 7 hours on Saturday.
You know what? That's my one gripe about that tournament. I think maybe the stacks were too big to start. The tournament just ran too damn long.
Well, that's been the complaint of a lot of people. As the one person on the show who actually made it to the end, it didn't bother me. But I think we're going to – I like the starting stacks the way they are, but I think we're going to shorten it to 10-minute levels instead of 15. And
okay.
That should get us out a little sooner. But I think what wound up happening – was every time we got to a money bump, the play got really tight. And
yeah.
That's, I think, what dragged it out quite a bit because, frankly, everybody played pretty well when it came down to
I mean,
money
we were at the bubble, the actual bubble, for, like, it seemed like 15 minutes. Like,
yeah,
one person needed to be out for everybody to be in the money. And the crazy thing that happened was the guy who ended up bubbling was in, like, fourth place and got into a hand. He got into a hand with the big stack and got knocked out. He went from fourth place to out of the money in one hand. So
that was nasty. I think that was like two hands after I almost knocked Jerry Bowe out and then got counterfeited on the river for the chop pot. I was feeling bad because Jerry – and by the way, if you guys played, a big thank you to Jerry Bowe and Courtney. And I mean, it was – Saturday was very busy for them especially, but really all three of us, we were trying to get everything set up, and everybody was, you know, hey, I'm not in yet. And so basically we spent about 2 hours before the tournament setting it up, and then I spent the entire first hour of the tournament figuring out the payoffs. So I didn't really play much the first hour. But those guys did a great job. I'm glad Jerry cashed, you cashed, Aaron damn near cashed. He came within five spots, and our
Come
buddy
on,
Roger.
Aaron.
Yeah. Yep, you let the team down, Aaron.
Yeah, I had just a handful of mistakes that just cost me big in the long run that had I not made them, I probably would have been closer to y'all.
Aaron was at the same table as my buddy Drew Dean, from like right next to him, actually, for most of the tournament, it looked like. And I think Roger was at that same table. So
yeah, Roger was in and out a couple times.
And then Matt Dean played, and our boy Matt Roach played. And who else? And Norman Chad, of course, played, the big star. Very cool event, man. It was. I was surprised not to see Jerome Solomon in there. But
yeah, we're gonna have to shame his ass.
He's got little kids too, so maybe pulling away for, I mean, what turned out to be freaking 5 or 6 hours was not ideal for him. It took me 5 hours, and I didn't even get to the final table.
Well, it was fun for a while there. We were down to two tables. It was you, me, and Jerry Bowe at the same table. That was a lot of fun. And,
yes.
And then it was funny because Jerry and I get into a hand while the bubble's there, and I have ace 10, and the flop's two aces in a rag, and then a 10 comes on the turn, and I'm thinking to myself, Jerry's got this other ace. I should just text him to fold. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. Going to make him play it. And, of course, you know, we get a 10 hits on the river, so we get totally – we wound up splitting the pot, and it's like, damn it, I wanted to knock his ass out right there.
But only were six-card poker.
Yeah. Well, I'm the god at six-card poker, man. But no, it was.
I'm the god of four-card poker. You need a busted straight or a almost flush. I'm your man.
Well, like I said, it was a really good field. There were a lot of good players, and I think everybody seemed to have a blast and enjoyed it. So we're going to do it again Saturday. The info's already up. I just tweeted it out. We've got some more named poker guys lined up, which I'll reveal as the week goes on. But I want to congratulate Austin, who won the tournament, beat me heads up, and did very well to do that because I was playing pretty damn well. So he played well too. That really
and
the
you
last
a, you had a big stack at the end.
Yeah, I had a big stack at the end, and I got, and I'm not going to complain about getting unlucky because I should have been out in fifth when I shoved with an ace on the board with ace seven into ace queen. And rivered the seven. And that was, I should have been out then and there, but it was kind of fun because I'm usually on the right end of those and where I'm ahead and it goes the other way. So I felt bad because that guy's a really good player. But I should have been dead there. And so I don't feel too bad about getting a little unlucky when we got the three handed because, you know, I should have been out in fifth. But
and kudos to you for donating half your prize.
Well, you know what? A lot of people thought I wasn't being serious about that, but I said all along if I hope to finish top three and then I would donate half, and if I finished lower than that, I was going to donate all of it so that we'd get at least $500 in there. So, so I was happy to do it, and more importantly, $2,000 we wound up raising. Mike from the Texas Card House donated the extra $100 to get us to $2,000. So. $1,000 for each of our charities, Kids Meals and Southeast Texas Food Bank. So, that was the important thing. We were able to raise that much money and looking forward to doing it again. But, yeah, I agree that the length of it, because I was pretty wiped out at the end, but it was also because we'd been working on the damn thing for so long earlier in the day. But, shout out to Courtney and Jerry Bowe. I mean, those two really, really did a great job with it. And now we've got it set up where maybe it won't be quite as intense as it was for us. And this is why we asked everybody to sign up early so that we'd have the 2 hours between noon and 2 o'clock to get everything sorted out. And when we did that, we still had a bunch of signups in the last 2 hours. So so hopefully this week it'll go a little more smoothly, but we're happy to do it. And I hope that we can, hopefully I'll make another deep run and donate another half. So we'll see how it goes. But
yeah, I got a little impatient, and when we were down to two tables left, and there was the big stack at our table was raising every single hand. And I'll admit, I started to get a little bit frustrated with it. And so when it was his big blind, I said, you know what? I've got king-queen suited here. I'm just going to shove and maybe steal his big blind. And the small blind had ace-king, and that was the end of my tournament.
I think that was my buddy Raj that knocked you out with ace-king.
I think it
I
was.
I could be wrong about that.
I think it was.
But that was the cool thing. Is like Raj and I used to play a lot together at a game that a friend of mine ran out of his house every Friday. He's a real solid player, and Nick Scherfield was in there, and I got to play with him for a little bit. And just you know, bunch of fun people, some good players, and a lot of blitzers were in there, and they all seemed to have fun. So said we'll do it again. I feel like I had two hands where I got lucky. One was obviously the A7, and the other one I thought about later. It's like, well, it really wasn't that lucky because it was a coin flip that just I had queens against ace king, and an ace came out first, but then a queen hit right after it. So I wound up, and I would have been out then. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's lucky. Well, it's like, man, it was a coin flip. You know, that's not necessarily lucky. You got to win some of those to win these tournaments. But
yeah.
But I also, you know, I was on the wrong end of a few there, especially because when I get that, this sounds arrogant, but when there's three of us left and I have that big of a stack, I'm thinking it's impossible I'm going to lose. And then turns out, yeah, it really wasn't impossible. Things just started going the wrong way. And sometimes it's good to be reminded that, you know, it's especially in a no-limit game like this that things could turn around fast no matter how big your stack is. And so I was, you know, I was happy, though. I feel like I played well. I feel like a lot of people did. Just the cards went my way for the most part, and looking forward to another one. A couple of things from the text line. 315 says, huge shout out to everyone in the tournament. Not so much Fred for knocking me out in fifth on that River Flush. Yeah, well.
I caught a River Flush at some point, too. I should have lost a hand. I really should have been out of the tournament. I had ace-king, and I ran into king-king, and ended up four spades came out and saved my ass. But so I had some moments, too, that you know I could have easily been knocked out much earlier. And I got pretty aggressive around the time of the bubble, which I prefer to do because I know everybody else likes to tighten up then. So I started trying to make some plays happen. And I won a big pot with kings. I won a couple big pots that, you know, really get – I decided around the bubble time. It's like, dude, what am I going to do? Like, it's $60. If I'm playing, I'm trying to win, you know. Like, everybody was like, oh, I want to get in the money. And, like – The first batch of in the money was $65. So it's like, right. I sat here for freaking 5 hours. I'm playing for the win. And and you know, obviously it didn't get me there, but it gave me at least a better shot at it. So it was well run. Good times, Freddie.
Well, it was you know, like I said, we're really happy to do it. I'm just happy that we were able to raise some money and that so many people were so appreciative of, you know, getting a chance to play and getting a chance to get on the chat with you and Norman Chad and people like that. And they just got to feel normal for an afternoon, which is all we were really going for. So we'll tweak it a little so that it won't run as long next week. And, you know, but we're going to do it again. And we're just going to, as long as there's interest, we'll keep doing them. And we'll see how that goes. 409 says it was an absolute blast. Missing the money by two spots hurt, though. Ouch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, and the idea was what we tried to do, because somebody asked why did you pay 27, is because the Poker Stars tournament lobby went to that, and I had to make the
that's the
payoffs.
Top 15%, right?
Yeah, I was actually a little more than 15%, which is fine, but the reason we did it that way is we made all the payoffs match what Poker Stars does with their points, so that when it got down to hand-for-hand play, it would be legitimate, because if we did it
different. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so like if when they post, and that's what took me so long, is because I had to do math, which I'm not good at unless it's poker math or horse math, because I was trying to get the payoffs to match money-wise what PokerStars was doing in points. And so once I figured out the formula, I was able to get it done, but it took about an hour. But that's why we did it that way, and we're going to keep doing it that way, because then it comes off the way you're playing. Is going to be, if it gets down to hand for hand like it does on all those money bumps, then it'll be legitimately playing for another money. I said, hey, Fred, I tried to join the club last week, but it never came off as approved. I just reapplied. If you apply for the club, you have to pay your money first. If you don't, then you're not getting approved. So that's how we have to do this. So we basically, we're using the same club. We've kicked everybody out. All you have to do is reapply, but you have to pay before you're going to get approved. That way we don't have anybody trying to sneak in and not pay. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last thing on the poker. I want to shout out to our Team Vegas of you, me, Jerry Bowe, and our buddy Rogelio, who we always sort of go play these tournaments. All four of us cashed, and Roger finished seventh. Which is really good. So that was cool to see. And, you know, a lot of fun. I was rooting for Aaron. Aaron had a nice stack going early. And then and I guess Roger was sitting next to him, said, hey, man, you should check out Aaron. He's playing great. And about the time I got over there, things had gone a little bit south. But it was fun. We'll definitely have more fun again on Saturday. Hopefully we'll get Jerome and get Granado and Zerline and some guys like that in there as well. See how it goes.
Nick Sciarra played, and Nick Sciarra had a big chip stack early on. But Nick's problem is the same as it is in Vegas, is sometimes Nick plays too many hands.
Yeah.
And it ended up catching him.
Well, that's the thing with these tournaments, especially the way it was structured money-wise or stack-wise. You know, there's going to be swings, man. You're going to – if you get up early, you know, it's – you don't start counting your money because there's going to be big swings in these things. And that's the one thing you have to kind of navigate if you're going to get deep. And, you know, that means you're going to take some chances at some point. But with 5,000 starting chips, you can get a good stack pretty easy. I thought, hell, when Drew Dean got to like 17,000 early, I'm like, uh-oh, this guy's
good. Yeah.
He doesn't go backwards from here. But, you know, you take your losses and you, you know, that and you just, to me, if you can avoid risking everything when you don't have the best of it, then you're probably going to be fine. And fortunately, I was able to do that most of the tournament. So, but yeah, it's the swings in these things are, especially on Poker Stars. I mean, although there were a lot of Poker Stars type hands, but we see that bleep in Vegas too. You know, where, hell, you ran into quads in Vegas one time when you flopped a boat. And I'm like, really? Really? Yeah. And it's just, but it was awesome. By the way, if you haven't been outside yet today, it is like the best day ever. So if I went out for a run in it, if you get a chance to spend a few minutes outside, I highly recommend it because we don't get too many days like this around here.
By the way, there was a report. I didn't see it happen, but there was a report in our tournament that quads lost to quads at one table.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. Somebody flopped quads and got beat out by bigger quads late in the hand.
Wow. I've seen that. Well, I think I've seen it about 8 or 9 times in my life at a table. And once it just so happened, it was a bad beat. And I was at the table for it, which I wasn't involved
nice.
In the hand. Yeah. But I was
still get a little something.
Like, I got like $1,500 just for sitting there.
That's right.
So. But yeah. And, but, you know, it's cool being back on Poker Stars. We're doing the free tournaments, by the way, guys. If you're not interested in paying the money, we're doing the free ones all week, every night at 8. So don't know that I'll be doing any of those this week just because it was a little bit of a grind. But, man, it was fun. Speaking of gambling, I don't know if you saw this, that a guy won the pick 5 at Gulfstream Park.
For like 50 cents?
Well, it's a 50-cent ticket. And it's a little misleading because they say it's from one 50-cent wager. But he probably spent, not that it matters because he made $524,000, but he probably spent $300 or $400 or $500 on the ticket because you buy multiple combinations.
Okay. So, horse racing always does that. They make it sound like it's a 50-cent bet and it wins all this money, but that's not really the case. It's
no,
50 cent.
And that's...
is the size of the actual bet, but you have to make several of them to have a shot, really.
Well, you have to use more than one horse in a race, right? So, and I do this all the time. Like, I'll hit a $1 trifecta that pays $1,200, but I might have spent $200 on it because I'm buying multiple combinations. And in this case, there's no way the guy just went up there and did five straight horses for 50 cents. So, and especially some of the horses that won, he obviously spread pretty deep in those races. He had a 73-1 in the first race and a 34-1 in the second race. And from there, he closed it out. So he made $524,966, which is the, I believe, the third, that's the fifth highest pick five in horse racing history.
Damn.
So that's a good weekend.
Yeah.
That'll buy you a lot of Corona tests. So
I wonder, like, you know, because the obviously there's probably less people betting on these races than normal. I mean, does it change the odds in any way?
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. These tracks are getting a ton of money because there's nothing else to bet on. So everybody's sitting at home playing online. And, you know, now Texas doesn't have the sites we use. The money doesn't go into the pool because
right.
It's not that parimutuel is not legal here for that. But there's a lot of big states, New York, California, Nevada, you name it, where people are just sitting at home on their, you know, dumping money into it. That's why I think there was such a big pool for the pick five here. So,
all right. Well, chills when
it is like Oakland's had some monster pop, which is why I've been taking some pretty good swings at Oakland over the last couple of weeks, is because they've had big fields and a lot of money in the pools, and that's where you get your big scores. So, doesn't really surprise me, but, you know, you think about it, I mean, there really is, and there's fewer tracks also. A lot of times the money's spread out over, you know, 20 tracks a day. Well, like Sunday, Gulfstream was the only one running on Easter. Saturday, there's like four tracks. So the people who are betting the other tracks are putting all their money into these. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense. You see another NASCAR incident for their e-racing?
Yeah, that's a... A tough one to explain for me. You're going to have to tell me how this comes about. They had to know they were being listened to, right?
I think so. I don't know how this works. I guess apparently they have spotters for this, just like they do in a real race.
Which that's also weird.
I mean,
you're in a simulator, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I guess I don't know enough about NASCAR. It just seems like an odd thing that you'd have a spotter.
Well, and apparently though he was, whatever he said went to everybody. Says you can't hear me. He lost communications. And then hey N-word. To which somebody replied, Kyle, you're talking to everyone, bud.
yeah, and I'm sure Kyle's at that point. I mean, I can't imagine. You know, the feeling when you hear that reply. I mean, it's like, you know, you send out a D-pick and it goes to,
nice,
like, the entire
nice,
office
nice.
Yeah. instead of the secretary that you're banging. It's one of those things. And I don't know, like, I listened to it, and even contextually, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, why you'd use that word at that time, I don't get it. It was a very odd choice, and obviously it's gonna cost the dude. I don't know. I mean, he's certainly gonna lose sponsors, things like that, over this. But I don't know. How old is that guy? Do we know? Kyle Larson?
Yeah, he's 27 years old.
Where's he from?
I'll have
California.
To look that up.
Oh. Really, California?
Elk Grove, California.
Boy, wow. That's surprising.
But apparently, so his team suspended him, which...
Is he suspended or virtually suspended?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I guess you can't do any iRacing right now. But NASCAR also punished him. He's also ordered to attend sensitivity training. And, of course, he apologized on Twitter, saying he was sorry, especially for the African-American community, and understands the damage is probably irreparable. So you've now had one guy lose a sponsor over iRacing. And this guy may have bleeped up his career over it.
It maybe almost you guys certainly oughta... has.
Yeah.
NASCAR, so, they'd probably be smart to just shut down the iRacing.
It's probably a good idea before you do any more damage. Because if I'm a sponsor right now and money's tight,
you're looking for a reason to dump guys, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm reading about him, and I look, kind of, when I saw his picture, he doesn't look like a basic white dude. His mom is Japanese. Like, his grandparents were in a Japanese internment camp. Like, of all the people that should be, like, you know, a little more sensitive to these things.
Oof. You would think, and he's from California. I wouldn't put all that together.
And guess what else is really insensitive about him? He drives his own midget team.
Oh, well, there you go. You can't.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, listen, we all know they're called little cars.
Okay. All right. Well done, sir. Apparently, it went out on Twitch and as well as to enascar.com viewers.
I would have said I was hacked.
Yeah. So, and of course, it right after it showed up on social media, because I don't know how many people were watching this, but yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We got a lot to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So a couple Rona-related things here. Don't know if you saw this story, but apparently, someone in Bakersfield decided to have a big party at home, and probably would have gotten away with it
if it weren't for,
except for the fact that a shootout broke out.
Oh no! Who yes. brings a gun to a Rona party?
Apparently, somebody that got 94 rounds off in an exchange of gunfire. Six people injured, but all of them expected to survive. And of course, you know. It's like, man, if you just stay home, you're not getting shot. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And then I'm sure you saw the Dak Prescott thing, which his people are vehemently denying, but TMZ does have some video that looks like there were a lot more than 10 people there, that's for sure. Which, come on, guys. Do we need to be doing this?
Well, I mean, it beats the old Cowboys parties, right?
No, those were legendary. I mean, I'd want in on them.
Or less angry if there was coke and hookers there.
Yeah, probably so. But and also, two religious updates. I don't know if you saw in Kentucky, the church, one of their big churches, everybody went, and the police basically gave them 2-week quarantine orders when they came out for every person who was there. So
good.
It's like, hope it was worth it. And your friend Tony Spell over in Louisiana?
Yes.
1,300 attended his Easter service. However, and he's already been arrested.
It's so bad in Louisiana.
I know. But he claims he had 1,345 in attendance. And but on the TV thing, they did not show the congregation. I guess he didn't want to get arrested again. But yeah, that's you know, these are the people that are going to keep this damn thing going, so that we can't actually, you know, get back to work here soon.
I know, living in wild times, where people going to church on Easter. It's like, well, what the hell are they thinking?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and I mean, everybody can do virtual stuff now, and you can still send your church money. It's just these guys that are trying to rake in as much as they can. I mean, you know. But, oh well. 713-780-3776 is your number. I just wanted to get you updated on the people who aren't paying attention the way they should. Meanwhile, the rest of us are apparently drinking a lot more booze.
That is not surprising.
Apparently, alcohol.org shows that people stuck working at home all over the country may be pounding down cold ones in between Zoom conference calls with the boss.
Oh, like they're doing it during work hours.
Yeah, yeah. Which?
Oh, boy, okay.
I mean, I've for the most part, avoided. I've had a couple beers while we've been on the air, but, you know, I can wait till after the show. It's not that big a deal. But apparently states leading the pack are Virginia and Rhode Island. Half their citizens reported drinking on the job while working remotely.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how much of that's been going on at our station, but, I mean, I know it wasn't happening early on with the morning show because of Lent. I don't know if we're getting how much Coors Light's being had now, but I think John even is like a wait till he gets off the air kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now he might be hungover from the night before.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, that's fine. Chad and Spring said, we went to church yesterday and sat in the truck in the parking lot and listened to the service on radio.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'd listen to the service on, I mean, our church didn't have services at the church. They haven't in a month. Everything's been online, so we just watched it online. And they actually did four or five different services because apparently one of the biggest things that's breaking the internet is on Sunday mornings when people are streaming church. So actually have one Easter service set for Tuesday. You know, in case people didn't get to watch it on Sunday, it's like a Tuesday evening service. So that way it's like, oh, if you didn't have enough bandwidth to get in on Sunday, you can watch it on Tuesday. But, yeah, that's the way that's kind of the way most people are doing it now, honestly.
Well, that's pretty cool. Actually, they're doing one on a Tuesday night because, I've noticed that there have been times where Netflix is really slow. Everything's really slow. And it's like, so that's cool that they're doing that. But yeah, I mean, there's no reason to have people go in there and, you know, and risk everything. Now, I know the problem here is there's a lot of smaller churches that, you know, don't have big congregations that really depend on them. And, you know, I'm thinking those guys are probably struggling a little bit. But, you just have to make do. And I get so, you know, I know we do sports. And this is a sports channel, not necessarily a sports show, but it's definitely a sports channel. And the whole sports world, everybody is so caught up on when these teams are going to come back and what they can do and all this stuff. And the reality is, to me, we've got other things that should be rolled out first. And before we start worrying about sports leagues. And I know they're just trying to find ways to continue to make money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we've got a lot of normal people, with the quotes there, that do need to get back to work and do need to be able to get back to do things normal before we need to worry about sports. And
yeah, I want to know when I can take my kids to the barbershop.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you they're getting pretty raggedy.
They look like heathens.
But I mean, that's the thing, stuff like that. And you know, and even the restaurants, even if there's, you know, hey, make the tables, if you have to take some tables out to keep them 8 feet away from each other, whatever. But I mean, I just, little stuff I'd like to see come back first that's more important to our everyday lives, and get people back to work. And you know, that's what we should be focused on. But I know we're going to talk about,
well, and let's also keep in mind that, dude, there's a lot of people employed by sports going on. And it's not just the people who work at the stadium, like at Minute Maid. It's not just people who work at the stadium or Toyota Center. It's the people that work at the bars and restaurants around the stadium. Like,
yep,
there's a lot of jobs dependent on those sports.
There are, and I mean, that's the thing is, I don't think that at least some of the bars around there can find a way to survive without games, but I mean, that's their big time to make money. And, you know, and there's no telling when that's coming back, but, and it's not just that, it's security, it's everybody else. I mean, there's so many people that, and hell, I mean, to an extent, some of our jobs are dependent on sports, but, you know, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, because the reason I was kind of thinking about this is Holly had a story on Sports Map today, basically going over what she said with Patrick Creighton on Friday. She's got a bunch of sources in the XFL, and one of the things that she was told was that part of the reason for them folding is the NFL is going to push their stuff back and just haven't announced it yet, which makes sense. I think we've all kind of thought that. I mean, I don't know how you could get things going on time without at least a normal training camp, which would be July. And, you know, you probably need more than that.
Yeah.
Because guys, we talked about this the other day. It's, you know, some guys can't even, if they can't get out of their house, if they don't have a gym there, they're not working out right now. And who knows what kind of shape it's going to, or time it's going to take for them to get back into good shape, much less football shape, which is a totally different animal. So, and who knows what's going to happen with baseball or any of this. And so I know that everybody gets excited when they see stories like they might be able to roll out something like this here. And, you know, the reality is it's probably going to be longer than any of us want. So, I guess we're stuck with Bad Horse, apparently. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Apparently,
I didn't watch
it.
I saw like a clip of it on Twitter, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not watching this. I don't care.
Well, I had zero interest in it to begin with, but then when I found out you couldn't really even see it.
So yeah, like, no thanks.
Good job trying. You know, you put the effort in. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. Your guy Mike Gundy apologized for his comments. Yeah.
Did he apologize and say, well, I'm sorry, but that's just what it is. We got to get some money running through here.
Well, it's kind of your typical not accepting blame apology.
Right.
He said, I've been aware some of my comments from my press conference have offended some.
Right. If it offended you. How about that?
Yep. It was never my intention to offend anyone. And I apologize. My first priority is and always will be the student athletes and doing what is best for the program and the university. We need to get that money through Oklahoma.
That's right.
So
we need money, y'all. All right. I got to tell you, if you want to save some money, Allstate Siding and Windows can save you money. And it's a great time to upgrade your windows. That might not sound right, but it actually is, because Allstate's got their spring special going, which means no payments for 2 years, 30% off all windows. And that means you can invest in beautiful quality windows. You can get those windows now. You can start saving up to 40% on your energy bills through the summer, the worst time of the year for your electric bills. You'll be saving money on it. And then you won't have to pay for the windows till 2 years down the road when things are back to normal and you got a little more cash in your pocket. They've been family-owned and operated for over four generations. This is the kind of company that you want to do business with. They've been around. They're going to be around for the long haul. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. They've got senior discounts. They've got cash discounts, first responder discounts, military discounts. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's Allstate Siding and Windows. So whoever they got hanging with them, I'm a die of old age whenever I die. Walk down on that
new. Get the drive-by. Yeah. This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Eric says, hey, I work for CCA Texas, a nonprofit that Carbach did the ale for. We run 60 events. Over 25K people attend, and if this lasts longer than the summer, could kill a nonprofit of 45 years.
Damn.
I think a lot that sucks, but that's the thing. There's so
people
many
are just
events
have to
like
drink
that.
A lot of Carbach.
Yeah, yeah, and help out that way. Philip asks, you guys in or out on Westworld? I don't know why I'm still watching that piece of garbage. It is just so bad. There's nothing else. I mean, got nothing else.
I'm not watching it.
You're smart.
Yeah, I actually ejected about 3 episodes into season 2. I was like, I don't like this anymore. And yeah, I liked season 1 too. You can remember, Fred. I was a big proponent of that show. And season 2, I guess it just got off to such a bad start, and there wasn't anybody who was like, dude, you really missed a big moment on season 2. So I just never went back.
There was never a big moment on season 2, and so far there hasn't been one on season 3.
Yeah, it's... so if I stop watching a show and then someone's like, dude, you're crazy, you missed out on something huge, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll go back and watch, but I haven't heard anybody tell me that I'm missing anything with that show.
No, and I would love to hear from anybody who thinks it's good, because now for me, it's just, it's almost the... I get a thrill out of seeing how bad it's going to be each week. And I mean, they're trying so hard to make it like this really weird, different thing. And it's just not working. So, but yeah, I mean, I watched last night's and I'm just like, really, why am I still in on this? And, I shouldn't be. I mean, it's just bad. Lamont said, heard today that Vegas is really hurting, and even when the country reopens, they still feel tourism will be down because a lot of people are broke now. That's why it sucks to only have one major industry in your state. Yeah, and I think if we can get RJ on, I'd like to get his thoughts, because I think that's a real concern, because not just not being able to travel there, but let's be honest, casinos themselves are just germ factories.
They really are. They're gross.
Yeah, and... I do think a lot of people are going to say, you know what? Believe me, I'm rethinking whether or not, you know, it depends on the situation and when they reschedule it, but I'm rethinking going back and playing in the World Series this year, because, you know, I just don't know that it's going to be smart to be around that many people. And I guarantee you that those casinos are now, nobody's going to feel sorry for them, because they've been taking everybody's money for decades. And, you know, but I do think it's going to affect them a little bit. Ed in Washington says, I'm starting to dig streaming Mass. I get to hear Mass and work out at the same time. See, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working out is like, I went and ran again today. I mean, it's just, and I'm lucky, because I was, for a long time, and it actually just ended before this thing, I told him it doesn't make much sense for me to keep doing it. And kudos to Andrew Craig, who kept me on board for a long-ass time as a sponsored athlete from Onnit. But they would send me – they've sent me so much workout equipment, kettlebells and maces, and like I've got basically just full-blown weight sets. I've got everything that I could possibly need to get a workout at home. And, you know, I'm doing that, but I still love going to the gym. I love the feeling of, like, at the gym, there's no distractions. You're there for one reason. You're there to work out, and that's it. And it's like, it's a focus thing. When you're at home, it's a little bit tougher, man. There's distractions, there's kids, there's nonsense. So it's been a little bit different for me. But I've been getting out and running a little bit more. My 7-year-old actually, I've normally been running two or three miles. Today I only ran 1 mile because my 7-year-old wanted to go with me, and he actually made it a whole mile without stopping, which I was impressed with. But yeah, I'm trying. I know that this time is a good time for me to be working out, because I normally don't have as much free time to work out. You know, since I've taken the program director job, I used to have, you know, I'd spend more time in the gym every week than I did in the office. Not the case anymore. So I'm trying to take advantage of it best I can, but it is difficult. I'm not going to lie.
Well, And it's nice that you have all that stuff, but we always talk about the hardest part of going to getting to the gym is just getting there, because it makes you want to go work out, because you're putting the time in to go there. At least for me, it's like, you know, as long as I get in the car and get myself on the way, I'm going to the gym, and I get there. But if it's just sitting here, and I've been thinking a lot, because I'm going to try to get the Camaro sold off this week and have some room in the garage. I'm thinking about just, you know, ordering some equipment and setting something up in there, because I still think we're probably looking at least mid-May, and I want to get back into at least lifting a little bit. And, you know, what worries me about that is exactly that. It's the distractions. It's, you know, well, it's here, I can go do it anytime. Because when I lived at Houston House, the gym was, you know, right down, one floor down, and it was always there. So it was, you know, it was easy to say, well, I got this to do first, and then I'll go do it. And
right.
I just kind of, but I also feel like if I invest in all that stuff, I'll use it every day, because I still have too many hours in the day right now that aren't full, and that would be a good way to do it. So, and you know, my job's a little bit different than yours, because you still have a lot more stuff to deal with during the course of the day. And as long as I get my work done by a certain time with SportsMap, I don't have to worry about it unless something breaks. So, see, I'm thinking about doing that, but you know, I don't have any real workout equipment here. So all I've been doing is running. I went out and did 5 miles today because the weather was so damn nice. I just wanted to be out.
It's beautiful today.
Yeah. And hopefully we have a good few days here and people can get out and enjoy it a little bit. And you know, it's funny. I actually thought, man, this would be a great day to sit on my balcony and do the show. It's so perfect outside, except there's too many damn cars and stuff going down the street still. If you wouldn't know that we're supposed to be on lockdown if you lived on my street. It's just, you know, five, six, seven a minute going by, and it's like, really, guys? Can't be that many people with places to go. But apparently so.
And there's always somebody trying to get into something.
Yeah.
Our neighbors don't care about social distancing. I mean, they're having parties. I mean, it's driving me crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sucks. We had, like, one guy in our complex had a little Easter thing for, like, six people. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. But then across the street, somebody had one Saturday, and it was just tons of people going in and out. And it's like, guys, why do this? I mean, I don't know if I like anybody enough to do that. maybe that's the problem.
Right.
I mean,
who do you care about much that you're willing to risk it?
Yeah, especially like if it's going to be one or two people, okay. But, I mean, even that, right now, there's no real reason. Just pop on the phone, say hello, do virtual drinks. Get on and play poker with us and BS the whole time.
That's fun. That's
it. 8-3-2 bicep curls with cans and drinks in a grocery bag.
There you go. Whatever gets it done.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just... I can't harp on this enough, guys. There's just no reason right now to be, you know, let's just do what they tell us so that when they say it's over, we can get back to doing what we want, you know? That's all. I want things to get back to normal as soon as possible, just like you all do. And, you know, every little bit helps. Every time you stay in, instead of going to a party with 30 people, you probably... you know, keep it from spreading. And, you know, if they told me tomorrow, hey, it's safe to go out, okay, I'm going. I'll be the first one. I'll be buying the beers.
I won't be the first one. I'm already like, eh. When they say it's safe to go back, especially because I've been hearing, like, Texas is in a hurry to get things back, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably wait a little while even then.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to come around on that just because... you know, I do feel like we're doing enough stuff to where, you know, I'm keeping in touch with all my friends. I'm texting back and forth. Like I said, these poker tournaments are a good way for us to get on there and chat with each other and do something social. And I just don't feel like, hey, I need to go sit in the bar with 30 people right now. And even when they say it's okay, I might wait a little longer. I'll just keep ordering takeout and stuff from them. But I just want to be sure that we can all get back to our lives, and when we do, we're not going to have to shut it down again in a month. All right. That's an hour already in the books. How about that? Let's take a very quick break. Come back and do hour number two. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome. That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.